musk and a musk, it tastes pretty good.
Is that right?
But I had to eat the rest of the coon. He made one tall hamburger sandwich about that big out of it. And that's the only one he would eat. Had a kind of whang of wild whang to it. But I like deer meat, and most folks don't. But I like deer meat, and I've eaten a lot of deer meat because he used to bring it. I soaked deer meat in a little bit in vinegar water too. But I have had a rich life. I love the schoolroom, and I've been lost without it. And I never worked outside. I didn't ever have to work in the field. I planted the seed in the garden, but I didn't have to work it. I'd go plant them. But now I have all that to do. And I put flowers in the church, and I've done that for 30 years. And I have to do my therapy and my worries and my troubles and things out with a hope.
Well, that's probably a healthy way to do it. Tell me something about the garden. What kind of vegetables you grow, and what kind that you used to grow, the different items.
Well, I have my freezer now full of sweet corn that I grew myself. Sherbrooke, who was the only person to ever make 7 touchdowns in one game in a football game, built a beautiful home up above here, and it's just like a palace on the inside. He made a career out of the Army, and he was in Vietnam. And he was against Mississippi State in that game. And he made 7 touchdowns in one game. And he came here the other night, and I gave him some of my corn. And I have given him several things, because they've been real nice to me. And yesterday I put out a pear tree, an apple tree. Now, you know I'm not gonna live through all that. For them to have pear tree and apple tree and 5 grapevine and 3 raspberry vine. And I got some more coming. You don't live but today. The past is gone. And you don't know what you're going to do in the future, so you've got to make today count.
What other vegetables? I'm interested in, you mentioned turnip greens.
I got some out there now. Won't you want a mess?
Well, from a language point of view, what is salad?
There used to be an English teacher here, and I was teaching Latin. And she said she could not stand her mother-in-law. I have never had any patience with anyone that couldn't stand the mother-in-law, because it's jealousy, and that's a green-eyed monster. But she said she couldn't stand her mother-in-law, and I said, why? Because she said, I'm going to serve some salad greens. Now, that's an old folks' tale. They used to say turnip greens is a green off of a rutabaga turnip, a pepper top turnip, a winter turnip. You get the greens off those turnips. Mustard comes up, and it's a broadleaf mustard, crinkle leaf mustard.